Chili's is lobbing another grenade at fast food chains, Subway continues to shrink, and Domino's had a big first quarter. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm RB Managing Editor Heather Lally.
And I'm RB Senior Editor Joe Guskowski. Chili's is taking a shot at the Big Mac. The casual dining chain on Monday unveiled a new burger that mirrors McDonald's signature item in almost every way. The Big Smasher has diced red onions, lettuce, pickles, Thousand Island dressing, and American cheese on a nearly half-pound smashed beef patty. It will be part of Chili's 3-for-me value menu, which gives customers an appetizer, entree, and drink for $10.99. Chili's has been competing aggressively with fast food chains and has promoted 3-for-me as a better overall deal than QSR. The Big Smasher takes those efforts to the next level.
Subway slowed its closures last year, but its franchisees are still shuttering a lot of restaurants. The company's operators closed 433 U.S. restaurants in 2023. The brand now has 20,133 domestic units. That's the lowest number since 2005. Subway has closed about 7,000 restaurants since 2015, as weak sales and rising costs have led to widespread closures in the brand. Yet the rate of closures was down from a peak of about 1,000 per year between 2016 and 2021. Unit volumes also increased. Subway generated nearly $1 billion in revenue last year. That's according to the company's franchise disclosure document. And 10% of that came from vendors through rebates and other payments.
People ordered a lot more Domino's pizza in the first quarter. Same-store sales in the U.S. increased 5.6% in the quarter ended March 24th. That was higher than investors were expecting and was driven largely by order count. The company generated more orders through both carryout and delivery, thanks to an upgraded loyalty program. The company also gets 1.4% of its sales through its new partnership with Uber Eats. Domino's executive said that the traffic is coming from all income groups, but particularly from lower-income consumers.
In potentially related news, here's a news flash. Stoners like fast food. According to new data from Numerator, cannabis users are far more likely to use food delivery and limited service restaurants than non-users. The link was especially strong among people who get high on a daily basis. They were 142% more likely to have used DoorDash in the past 3 months, Numerator found. Regular users were also more likely to have visited Little Caesars, Jersey Mike's, Taco Bell, and Jack in the Box over that time frame.
New York City is asking restaurateurs and members of the public to weigh in on a planned extension of menu labeling rules. Starting December 1st, chain restaurants in the city will need to flag items that contain at least 50 grams of sugar per serving, but only if the product is also available in packaged form for retail sales. The measure is intended to sensitize customers to the potential health risks of sugary sodas and other beverages. Places with at least 14 sister units nationwide will need to identify those options with a warning icon, a black and white image of a spoonful of sugar.
As May approaches, menus start getting a little bit of a summer vibe. Lighter ingredients, barbecue flavors, and seasonal produce are coming out of kitchens. And with the Kentucky Derby, Cinco de Mayo, and Mother's Day falling early this month, restaurant chains including Panera Bread, Jimmy John's, and Papa Murphy's are gearing up with themed food and drink specials. Others are showing off new menu additions, such as baked falafel at Tzatziki's, Mexican street corn at Qdoba, and borracho beans at Fuzzy's.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Joe Guskowski.
And I'm Heather Lally. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.